Many consumers take for granted the amount of work required to ensure devices work as desired when desired, but for IT professionals, this means adopting an always-on mentality. Emerson Network Power took a survey of a wide variety of IT personnel to create its The Most Always-On IT Jobs Report. Joining me to talk a little about the survey and its implications is Blake Carlson, Vice President of the IT Business Segment, Avascent Products and Services with Emerson Network Power. Blake, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
So what was Emerson's main reason for undertaking this survey?
Well, you know, technology systems are expected to be always on, perpetually available, 24/7, 365, as you just noted. And with that in mind, the next logical question would be, you know, what are the demands and expectations for the IT staffs that support these systems? So that's why we set out to survey nearly 800 IT professionals globally across Asia, Europe, Latin America, and the U.S., and then took that data and published the first Most Always-On IT Jobs Report.
In the survey, you mentioned that, and I'm quoting, on average, IT professionals are required to be available to work 119 hours in each 168-hour week. For most respondents, was this work being done in the office, or were they working at home?
You know, a lot of the respondents with technologies available today are able to work from home. So, you know, IT technologies such as remote control tools, and such as our KVM switches and serial console aggregators, allow the IT worker to log into their systems remotely and perform their tasks from wherever they are at any time, anywhere. Clearly, the pager has been replaced by the iPhone and the BlackBerry, but the personal attention has not been diminished.
So how did you expect the survey to turn out in terms of jobs in the top 10 list?
Yeah, you know, we assumed the roles of both accountability based around availability would rank highly, and that hypothesis turned out to be true. The executive director administrator is in the most tenuous position as the fingers pointed at them when systems go down. It's the old story that when everything is working well, no one talks about IT. However, when things aren't working well, the blame is squarely on IT's shoulders. And the survey really, you know, pointed out succinctly, you know, where that blame lies and what's the order of things.
So what surprised you about the results then?
I think it came down to the amount of time commitment to their work. You know, 119 hours out of a 168-hour work week is substantial. So, you know, we've always been under the storyline that technology is supposed to improve worker productivity. Well, clearly there's much room for improvement.
Sounds like it. So the study mentions also that it couldn't determine job satisfaction or work-life balance, but a 119-hour week would be pretty rough. How do you think the industry needs to change in order to make these IT jobs less 24/7, 365?
Yeah, I think the creation of more reliable, kind of automated and self-aware systems leveraging new technologies is really where the market needs to go. You know, the trend is clearly in that direction, though. For instance, you know, at Emerson, we're working on solutions that will automate power, cooling, and space management under this emerging market segment called DCIM, or Data Center Infrastructure Management. Products such as these will go a long way in reducing hands-on oversight of systems and hopefully will allow the end user, you know, to have a better work-life balance.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Blake, for answering our questions today. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Erin. Mm-hmm.